This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Today, North Texans honored and remembered the five police officers who were killed last July 7th when a gunman opened fire on a peaceful protest in downtown Dallas. There were prayers, speeches, and tributes on the one-year anniversary. Another commemoration is set to begin in about 10 minutes at Dallas City Hall Plaza. Late this afternoon, Dallas police updated reporters on the investigation into exactly what happened July 7th, including how police eventually killed the shooter. KERA's Christopher Connolly attended the press conference, and he talked with Eric Austin.
First off, Chris, police say they are close to wrapping up this investigation.
The Dallas police say they anticipate that early next week they'll be ready to hand over the investigation to the Dallas County District Attorney's Office. From there, the DA will basically review it, and then they'll present it to a grand jury.
Now, why does this have to go to a grand jury?
It's standard procedure every time the police use lethal force that the case gets handed off to the district attorney to be presented to a grand jury. It's up to the grand jury to determine whether that use of lethal force was justified. And one of the things that they're going to consider, likely, is the use of a robot armed with a bomb to set off and explode and kill Micah Johnson, the shooter. It's considered to be unprecedented as a tactic in American law enforcement. Police officials say, you know, they believe that it was the right call, that this was justified, and if they hadn't ended the standoff, that more officers, possibly civilians also, could have been killed.
So why has this investigation taken so long? It has been a year.
Well, there was a lot to do. This was a huge crime scene to begin with because the shooter was moving around. Investigators interviewed more than 240 people, mostly police officers. They reviewed hundreds of video files, body cam footage from police officers, cell phone videos, private surveillance. And the police say that that took thousands of hours. Sometimes they were going frame by frame to get details. There was also a ton of physical evidence, hundreds of shell casings from the scene, and, you know, the weapons that were used by both the shooter and the officers who fired back. And even the bodies of the officers who were killed had to be processed. So, you know, all of this, it was pointed out, was while officers doing the investigation were grieving for their colleagues.
You asked police during the press conference about what they're doing differently now. What lessons have they learned?
David Pugh, he's the interim chief of the Dallas Police Department. There were a few things that he pointed to. For one, the department is investing in heavier body armor that can handle the kind of high-power rifle rounds like the ones used on July 7th. Some officers have also bought their own heavy-duty vests after the attacks. And then there's also money coming from the Texas legislature to help departments buy more of those vests. Pugh said he thinks the department will be applying for some of that funding. He also said that the way that they manage protests has changed in the aftermath. He said, you know, it's always a tension between protecting people's rights to protest and, you know, demonstrate, but also protecting police officers, keeping them safe. Pugh says officers now can choose to wear more of that kind of tactical gear when they're working protests. The department avoided that before because it might make them look militaristic or create kind of an adversarial environment that police were there to combat protesters. Since the attack, he says the department has rethought that strategy, and, you know, it's up to officers to choose whether or not they do that. He just wants to make sure that officers are safe.
Chris Connolly, thanks so much.
Sure thing.